Hello, everybody. Hey, here's a quick one. If your team had to slap one single number on a billboard outside your headquarters, what would it be? And more importantly, would it actually drive growth? Today we are not just passing KPIs. We are interrogating the very pulse of your brand's momentum. This is about clarity in a world drunk on dashboards. So stay with me. You're listening to Mindful Minutes, and today we are hunting down the one number to rule them all. I'm your host, Tanay Sarpota. Today, we are calling out the chaos masquerading as measurement. And here's the bold premise. There is one number that rules them all. One signal strong enough to align your C-suite, energize your teams, and predict your next growth chapter. Most brands are drowning in dashboards. I'm sure you will agree with that. They have mistaken activity for insight. So let me throw a clean punch at your cluttered KPI sheet. What's the one number you'd bet your next quarter on? And if you can't tattoo it on your org's forehead, it's not your growth metric. We are living in a KPI inflation era. Once upon a time, marketers tracked a handful of numbers, but today it's like Wall Street and Las Vegas, both of them having a baby, and that's what you kind of name it as your dashboard. You've got metrics like impressions, engagements. The most famous one is CTR, VTR. The tricky ones being CAC, LTVs. The things that sales and marketing team both love, MQLs, SQLs, nowadays SALs. Some companies even track MALs, ROAS. So it's more of, it's less strategy and more of a scramble. Marketers today probably are tracking more than our space agencies are doing, but they can't tell you what actually lands revenue, right? If your dashboard looks like a stock ticker, you probably are in need of a PhD in Excel just to probably survive your QBR. You're not leading with strategy. You're just surviving it with spreadsheets. And that's what we don't want, right? So what actually makes a metric strategic? It's not what earns applause in a board deck, definitely. But it's actually what moves cross-functional decisions. It is something that should reflect real buyer behavior and not vanity blips. It should definitely understand, or it should definitely be understood by both boardroom and your bullpen. So let's do a gut check. What do you think are impressions? Impressions are vanity. Downloads, also vanity. Website spikes, probably after an event or a PR stunt, definitely 100% vanity. Vanity as in vanity metrics. But what about revenue per cohort? Yes, it is strategic. Cost or customer acquisition cost, payback, definitely strategic. Expansion rate from current customers, hugely strategic, right? You know what, if it makes the sales team just run, it's probably noise. And it has to make your CFO lean forward. If it's doing that, then that metric is probably helping you get towards what sales teams call as a warm prospect, or getting you towards a warm discussion, getting you towards a next level of interaction. So I mentioned that there is one element or one number that rules them all. What I mean by that is there's a framework, O-N-E. Your one number should be O, outcome driven, N, narrative building, and E, which should be evolvable with scale. Let's deep dive a little further. What I mean by outcome driven is it should directly tie with your revenue, retention, or growth velocity. If it probably doesn't show up on your P&L eventually, remove it. It's decoration. Second one was narrative building, right? So narrative building, meaning it tells a story across your organization. It has to become part of your discussions, your language, kind of something like we called as a ritual. And evolvable with scale, meaning that number at a 2 million ARR won't be the same at 200 million, right? So it has to change. And these numbers are not definitive of failure. They are definitives of maturity. So your metric must grow up as your brand does. Definitely, now you understand what I want to, you know, come to when I said at the beginning, one number being define one number which fits this one framework. Outcome-driven, narrative building, evolvable with scale, O-N-E. Now let's reel with some brands that probably you know and you might want to, you know, associate or have a relevancy check. You know, you've heard of the company named Slack. Slack doesn't obsess over daily active users. They probably track more weekly active teams because teams stick. Users are just churn. What about another company in music? Spotify. Everybody uses Spotify. They are probably more dialed into time spent per user and not just logins, right? They are more invested in listening. That's the emotional share, not just the market share. Let's take one more. You've heard of Notion. Notion watches probably workspace engagement more, not app installs. But daily rituals inside the product, that is more important. What I'm trying to come at is the best brands don't chase data. They quote behavior. They track obsession. And they follow the money's motive. That's the keyword here, motive. So what if your core metric wasn't cost per lead? What it could be? Let me give you a hint. Yes, something what probably I would think of is, instead of cost per lead, why not track cost per converted champion? You know, but what it does is, suddenly your job isn't just about filling the funnel. It's about finding believers. So you pick your number now. I'll start by asking what behavior proves someone's already sold. Start by tracking what do your best customers do repeatedly, definitely. And start by aligning yourself. Can we tie this to both revenue and retention? If that number answers all these three questions, that's your number. If your executives need a 5-slide to explain your growth metric, that's an obsession over PowerPoint is what I feel. It's not what people love to call as North Star. And North Star is not fixed. So North Star also changes. It doesn't remain the same. That has to also evolve. So moving on, you don't have to pick a number just for its precision. Pick it for its signal strength. And the signal strength is when you're running it right now. Of course, use it for a period, which helps you define your growth. So your best metric should mirror your best customer's loyalty over a period of time. And it should be more about what your champions do, not what your CRM wishes they did. That is where we are. Let the real work begin. Try embedding it in. The number what you have to find out is not just about KPIs, it's your rally cry. So the product should build for it. The service should build for it. Should work for it. The sales should qualify with it. Customer success should measure by it. And that metric has to be unforgettable. You can name it, you want to pick it or make it like a brand, tattoo it, like I said earlier. And whether it's team activation rate or engaged account density, whatever you want to call it, make it like a chant so that everybody remembers. Put it in a rhythm. Don't put it just like a chart. Let it live in your strategy decks, your town halls, your hiring scorecards, everywhere. I've seen companies who kind of talk about core values every time in every slide. I mean, at the start of every presentation, every discussion. But now why they do it is they want it to be piped by everybody in the system. That's what you have to do even with this one number. It's not just clarity. It's helping yourself or the team or the organization to align on purpose. Now let's land this discussion. The real win here is it's not about finding your one number. It's what you stop chasing after you find it. That's the trick here. So when you stop chasing after everything else, you eventually find the one. Growth isn't the sum of 28, 29 KPIs that we discussed earlier. It's the clarity to say no to 27 of them. So go find your one number, name it, rally around it, let it lead. And definitely, if this episode makes you pause, wince, or re-scroll your dashboard, perfect. That means this discussion, this perspective has worked. Thank you. This was amazing. This is a wonderful perspective that I actually wanted to share for quite some time. So catch you next time on Mindful Minutes. This is me, Tanay Sarpoddar. When we decode the frameworks, or rather when you decode the frameworks that make scale feel less like a gamble and more like a system, do let me know. I'd love to know your perspectives. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.